Good morning. The focus of our weather across interior New York and New England today and for the next few days will be a front that stalled out across the region, roughly along the I-90 corridor. Waves of low pressure will ride along this front and bring us bouts of showers from time to time, maybe even a rumble of thunder. South of the front, particularly in southern New York and New England, temperatures will be milder and mainly in the upper 60s and lower 70s. While to the north of the front, in northern New York and New England, temperatures will be in the 50s and lower 60s. Readings will settle into the lower to mid 60s right along the front, despite mostly cloudy skies, which will be the case across the entire region. Another wave of low pressure will come through tonight with another round of showers and a few rumbles of thunder as lows drop back into the 50s. A bit of a break for a good chunk of the day on Tuesday, but it looks like the next wave of low pressure will arrive by the end of the day with another round of showers. Embedded thunderstorms are possible as well, with highs again ranging from the upper 50s to the north to the lower 70s to the south. A final and stronger wave of low pressure will head through on Wednesday with some rain and thunderstorms before we finally dry it out on Thursday and Friday. It looks like it'll stay dry heading toward the weekend, although there is the chance of a scattered shower with a weak disturbance passing by on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the northeast to the upper Midwest, then to the southwest, will move slowly into the Ohio Valley and lower Mississippi Valley by tomorrow evening. An upper-level impulse will move east ahead of the boundary in the warm sector and push through the Mid-Atlantic region through tomorrow. As a result, severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will be associated with this system from the Central Plains to the lower Mississippi Valley and into parts of the Ohio Valley and Southeast. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will develop over the Rockies. The energy will produce wet snow over the Central Rockies as wet snow and lower elevation rain continue over the Northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings are out for parts of Colorado where 7 to 14 inches of snow will fall. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 47, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.89 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 17 at Bridgeport, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 56, that's 2 degrees above normal. 29 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 31 hundredths for the month, which is 1/10 of an inch above normal. And 9.65 inches for the year, which is 1.73 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 1913 and in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s. More showers tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more showers and thunderstorms possible, ranging from the lower 60s to the lower 70s. A good chance of rain on Wednesday, lower to mid 60s. Back to a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather in the lower 60s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Friday. A chance of showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny near 60. And mostly sunny with highs around 60 again on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.